Premonition on the eve of signing Treaty 6 is a short film directed by Indigenous filmmaker Barry Belinsky. Belinsky goes on to talk about what viewers can expect when watching the short film.
Yeah, the film is actually one of several that is a part of the Indigenous people's experience that was put together for Fort Edmonton Park's new attraction. And we have released it as a short film as well because it kind of stands alone. It tells the story of an elder on the eve of signing of Treaty 6, asking for the right way to move forward as they go into this new and uncertain time. But then it's also juxtaposing that against the realities of what has happened over the last century in Canada and Indigenous resilience through it.
The short film was featured on the 9th Annual Future of Film Showcase that started on June 17th to the 25th, along with it being free to watch on CBC Gem across Canada. Belinsky says that it feels awesome for his short film to be shown on a wider range.
I think it's awesome. I mean, it's cool to have the piece having a wider range. I mean, it works really well within the installation at Fort Edmonton, which is why it's the length that it is. It's meant to be viewed as you're passing through, and there's a lot of other information to look at. But it is, you know, short enough and something that people can just get a taste of what that concept would even look like and start to dig in deeper as to what their relationship is to Treaty.
Belinsky talks about the importance of responsibility being an Indigenous filmmaker, along with doing the research to help make the Premonition short film a reality.
Well, as an Indigenous filmmaker, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility involved in learning the history, listening before you speak, and really trying to get a grasp on what it is that you're trying to say. I think there's, you know, great opportunities to tell stories from your own perspective, but this particular piece, we're working with the Treaty 6 Confederacy and the Métis Nation, and so you have to consider all of those kind of balances, you know. I think that, you know, it's really useful to be able to dig in deep and find those connections. But we're all still individuals, and, you know, this country has had a long history of pushing the truth to the bottom of the barrel and making it difficult to find. So I'm just grateful to be able to dig in and learn as much as I can in this lifetime.
Belinsky hopes that his piece will let people know that there are entry points and hope, and that history doesn't have to be in the past. It's something that we're moving through.
Well, I feel like this piece, I'm incredibly grateful that it's out there. I think a lot of conversations on treaty sort of, they're looking for answers. They're looking for how can settlers, you know, do the right thing? How can we move through these eras? There's complexities about unceded territory in relationship to the Government of Canada and treaty territory in relation to the Government of Canada. What's the Métis perspective? And I just hope that the piece lets people know that there's entry points and hope, and, you know, that history doesn't need to be in the past. It's something that we're moving through. So I'm grateful that people are taking a look at it.
For Windspeaker Media News, I'm Daniel Barker Tremblay.